To the cloud.
Okay,
everybody. So today's daf is daf Ayin Dalit, Ad, the Ad Bechlal, and we're starting Gufa on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara is now quoting what we already had yesterday and already a couple of times in our Masechta. Gufa Omer Rav, a movi nitter belechim bekoyra ad shehubatim bechatzeres psuchim lesoichay. If a person wants to go and be matir a mavi, mavi, as you recall, for our purposes, is a cul-de-sac. It's a mavi she'emim mefulash, which means there are walls on all three sides. When minat Torah, you're allowed to carry based on three walls. With midrabanan, you have to go make a lechi or a koira. We had a machloikis in our Gemara, whether that's mishum machita or mishum heker. But you have to make a lechi, which is a pole standing in the ground, a vertical pole. Or koira is like a beam on top, at the top of the opening of the mavi. With that lechi or koira, you'll now be able to carry in the mavi. Now, what happens, however, if you want to be able to go and carry from the chotzer into the mavi? People don't typically live in the mavi itself. The mavi itself happens to be like an alleyway. It's not a major, major street, but it's a smaller street, narrower street, like a, almost like an alley. People don't typically live in the alley. They live in the batim, which are next to a chotzer. And then the chotzer opens up to the mavi. So now the question is, to be able to go and carry in the mavi, besides putting up the lechi v'kaira, you also have to have other requirements. And Rav says, achihu batim chatzeres psuchan l'soichai, that adjoining the mavi, you have at least two chatzeres. That means you could have one chotzer on each side, on the east side of the mavi and the left side of the mavi, you have the chotzer. And this chotzer should have two separate batim attached to the chotzer. So as a result, you have a minimum, according to Rav, of two chatzerois and four batim, because two batim attached to each chotzer. So therefore, two times two gives you four altogether. Well, Shmuel Amar Afilu Bayis Echad B'chotzer Achas. Shmuel says, even if you have only one bayis and one chotzer extending from this mavui, that's also enough. Now, when Shmuel says even one and one, Rashi explains, if you go down about 10 lines into the Rashi, bayis echad v'chotzer achas, bayis b'loi chotzer, v'chotzer shebayis acher pasuach lo. We don't mean that there's altogether only one bayis and only one chotzer, but rather, on one side of the mavu, you have a bayis b'loi chotzer, a person that has a house, but he doesn't have a courtyard. On the other side, you have a chotzer with a bayis pasuach lo. So altogether, you have two chotzer, altogether, you have one chotzer, and you have two batim, one bayis on one side without a chotzer, one bayis on the other side with the chotzer. So it's one chotzer and two batim, which therefore is exactly half of what Rav required. Because Rav required two chatzeres and four batim. Says Shmuel, you only need one chotzer and two batim. Rabbi Yochanan continues on even further. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afilu Chorva. Rabbi Yochanan agrees essentially to Shmuel that on one side you're going to have a chotzer with a bayis attached to it. All Rabbi Yochanan says is that if the other bayis that doesn't have a chotzer is a charva, means that it's no longer inhabitable because unfortunately it's now a charva, it had a building collapse for whatever reason, it's now charov, that's also sufficient. So the difference between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is minimal. Both agree, at least in principle, what you have to have is on one side your bayis for chotzer, and on the other side, says Shmuel, have a full-fledged bias, says Rabbi Yochanan, even if you have a chorva, a destroyed or a collapsed bias that people are no longer living in, that's also sufficient. And now the Gemara says, Omer Abai, Rabbi Yosef. Abai asks, Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shvil shel kromim. What happens if you don't even have a bias or even a chorva, but you only have a shvil shel kromim, meaning, once again, on one side of the mavui, you have a bayis with a chotzer. And on the other side, instead of having a bayis or a charva, you have a shvil. Shvil means a small little pathway, shalkramim, which leads into or in the vineyards. That's the other side of the mavi that connects to the mavi. Is that sufficient? Amalei leyam Rabbi Yochanan ele becharva the chazi ledira. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who is makel vis-a-vis Shmuel, and says you don't have to have a house that people are currently inhabiting, he's saying even a building that unfortunately suffered a building collapse or some sort of destruction, that now it's a charva, but nevertheless, it's still considered to be ro'i ledira. Presumably, the way it is now, it would not be very functional, but presumably you can go and rebuild it, renovate it, somehow fix it up and make it into a base dira so that it's roi ledira. But a shvil shel kramim is just a pathway in the kramim, in the vineyards. Pathway is not roi ledira at all. You'd have to start from scratch to go and build the house there. And so therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that that is not sufficient. Now you recall that Brother Shai asked yesterday a couple of times, what happens if in fact, let's say according to Rav, you didn't have batim v'chatzeros. You didn't have your two chatzeros and four batim. What happens now with this mavoi? Says the Gemara back on Daf Yud Beis that it doesn't have the status of a mavoi anymore. It has the status of a chatzer. And therefore, to be matir the chatzer, you'd have to have either two lechis, one from the right and one from the left of the opening into this chatzer. And or you can have not just a lechi, it's got to be a pas. Because a lechi, we said, is a mashu. Lechi, remember, once again, is that vertical pole in the ground. What's the thickness? Even a mashu doesn't have to be thick at all. However, if it's a chotzer, you have to have a pas arba, or pas abo. It has to be at least four tvachim wide. And then that would be the way to be matir this, what we would think of as a mavui. But since it doesn't have batim chatzeres, according to Rav, or according to Shmuel, if it doesn't have the bayis echad chotzer achas, etc., halachically it has the status of a chotzer. And chotzer, you have to have different things to be matted, as a lentman back on daf yud beis amud aleph and yud beis amud beis. Ayin shom.
So a chotzer, I understand a chotzer needs a pas to be matted, just four
tefachim. A chotzer that has people that are living in it. In other words,
it's already enclosed. All they need to do is just make
if it's it totally enclosed, then you don't have a problem. But in case where you don't have a totally enclosed,
maybe, it's, well, maybe one wall is open and one side is open.
We're talking about it's really factually, it's a mavli. Mavli in the sense that it leads into the Rishus Rabim. It's not a Broadway, it's a cul-de-sac. However, halachically, it has the status of a chotzer. The reason why it has the status of a chotzer is because you don't have batim chatzeres, psuchim l'saychai. What would therefore be the din? The din would be you'd have to go and make either not just a lechi, a pas of dalit, or you have to have two lechis. Yeah, if you go back to Daf Yud Beis, Gemara says it quite Yud Beis. Yud Beis. You don't have that in that volume, but Gemara says. See what when Brother Shai asked the question, you said that
the earth trembles.
What were you saying?
There's a makapa the shura.
That's for sure. You were sucking. Gentlemen, the recording fell down. It didn't fall down. It was my negligence that it fell down, and we are going to have to start the recording again. So bear with us. For about 10 seconds. No, it doesn't automatically. It's a shame, but that's the way it works. We have to go and get some old, what's the thing called? Old player in here. Okay.
Oh, well.
All right. Oh, right. One word. Okay, we're going to continue on now. Rabbeisai on Daf Ayin Dalid Omid Aleph. And we're holding 6-7 lines on the top of the Omid. Omer Rav Huna Bar Chinina. The Azra B'Yochanan Tame. Rabbi Yochanan that says that for purposes of a Mavli, all you need is a chorva on one side. It doesn't have to be a full-fledged bias. So as we said before, according to Yochanan, you have to have a bias v'chotzer on one side and a chorva on the other side. Rabbi Yochanan goes the shitosai. Titnan, that we learned. So we have to put in that Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon Oymen. Reb Shimon says, we've quoted this Reb Shimon a few times in our Masechta, Echad Gagois, the Echad Karfifois, the Echad Chatzedus, Shus Achasain, the Kim Shashovsu, the Soichan, the Kim Shashovsu, Betoy Chabais. Reb Shimon says that these three separate Rishuyais, a Gag, which of course is a roof, a Karfif, we had numerous times, Karfif is typically an empty lot. Sometimes you have a karfif which is mukav ladira, sometimes it's not mukav ladira. V'yechad chotzer, a chotzer, they're all considered to be reshus achasein, l'kem shofsu l'soichan, which means that if I have one chotzer next to another chotzer, says Reb Shimon, you do not have to make an eruv echatzeros, you can go and carry from chotzer A to chotzer B, and then from chotzer B to chotzer C. And if that chotzer C now leads you into a karfif, you can go and carry further into the karfif. And if that karfif leads you to a roof on top of the building, you can go and carry onto the top of the building. You can go and carry, theoretically, for miles without having to go and make any Erev. Of course, you'd have to make an enclosure. But in terms of putting away Erev, putting in their two sudais, that would not be necessary. But that's only Kim Sheshofsu L'Toychan, which means that on Erev Shabbos, if you had already Kalim, food items, whatever, lying in the Chotzer, then on Shabbos, you can go and take those items that were in the chotzer and move them to the next chotzer, and to the next chotzer, and to the next gag, and to the next karf. You don't have to make an eder for those purposes. However, if you have kelim that originally started out on Shabbos inside the house, even if you're able to take them from the house and put them inside the chotzer because you made an eruv, you're not allowed to go and take those kelim and move them to the next chotzer, the next chotzer. You're only allowed to go and move kelim around from chotzer to chotzer and chotzer to karfif and karfif to gag, etc. If you're talking about kelim that at the time of Bein Hashmoshes on Friday night, these kelim were already residing in one of these three rishuyos, either in a gag or a karfif or in a chotzer. If these kelim were residing at that time in a bayis, no way, you cannot go and move them from chotzer to chotzer unless you had an eruvei chatzeres. V'yomer Rav, and Rav said aloch k'Reb Shimon, but Rav added one caveat: v'hu sheloy irvu. Make sure that there was no eruv between one of the houses and one of the chatzeres. What's the problem? Avul irvu, if they did have such an eruv, no good, then do not carry the kelim which are inside chotzer A to chotzer B or chotzer C. Why not? Because I'm concerned that the kelim that were originally in the bayis, which I'm allowed to go and take out of the bayis and put in the chotzer because I made an eruv in that chotzer, so now I have in the confines, in the area space of the chotzer, I have mani debata. Mani means kelim that were originally shoveis b'toicha bayis. Since we just said, according to Reb Shimon, that you're not allowed to transfer from chotzer to chotzer or chotzer to karfet, a kli, where the origin of the kli, meaning that at the time of Friday night, at the time of Bein HaShmoshes, this kli was within a bias, that type of kli you cannot go and transfer. If subsequently on Friday night or Shabbos morning you took that kli and you put it out in the chotzer, you're not allowed to go and move that kli from chotzer to chotzer to chotzer. I'm afraid that if you made an eruv, says Rav, what you might do is, it's okay, you can, this is fine. Go ahead. That if you made an eruv, guess what might happen? What might happen is that you're going to take a kli from your bayis into the chotzer, which is totally permissible because you made an eruv, but then you might go and take the same kli and move it on from chotzer to chotzer to chotzer, and there you didn't make an eruv between chotzer A and chotzer B and chotzer C. And so therefore says Rav, if you made an eruv, no good. You cannot carry even those kelim which were shoyves the entire time in the chotzer. you cannot go and carry from chatzir to chatzir because I have a gezeira or to the kalim that was shoyuvis betoy chabayis. Ushmul amar ben yevu ben layervu. I am not concerned about this gezeira because people will be careful. And even though some of the kalim now in the chatzir and Shabbos morning, originally during Bein Hashmashes were Friday night inside the bayis, it's okay. Since when they were inside the bayis, at that time, the person knew that they were in the bayis. And when he took them out, he knew that he was taking them out to the chotzer based on the Erev. He's not going to make a mistake, but at least we're not concerned that he might make a mistake, that he's going to go and carry it from chotzer to chotzer to chotzer. Bein irvu, bein le'irvu, it's permissible. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan, haloch Reb Shimon, bein irvu, bein le'irvu. I'm not concerned about the gzeira of Rav, that the person might forget and take the kelim shebetoy chabayis into the chotzer, again, which is permissible, but then take those very same kelim and take them now to chotzer B and chotzer C. I'm not worried about that. Al malay gazrin. So we see that both Rabbi Yochanan as well as Shmuel are not goyzer as far as the irvu like Rav is goyzer. Aha. So al malay gazrin vilma osi lafuke mani the batim lechotzer. Not worried the person might come to take the kelim that were in the batim and take them in the chotzer. Into the first chatzir is not a problem. What he means to say is the chatzir 2 or chatzir 3 or chatzir B or chatzir C. I'm not worried that osi lafuke mani debatim to the next chatzir. The first chatzir, of course, you're allowed to go and take. See, Rashi says it befeish. Five lines before the wide lines. I'm not worried dilma osi lafuke mani debatim shib chatzir zu lechatzir achetz. I'm not concerned. Zoki marahochi nami loy gazrinon. Remember, we started off the shtickle that as the Rabbi Yochanan Latame, Rabbi Yochanan goes lishitasa. In which respect do we go lishitasa? Acharame li gozrin and dolma osi lafuke mani dechotzer lechorva. I'm not afraid that they're going to go and take out the kelim that were in the bayis or in the chotzer out into the chorva. What does the Gemara mean? Let's go back to our case according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we have here a mavoi. And on one side of the mavui, you have a bayis and a chotzer. On the other side of the mavui, we have a chorva. You know what might happen? If you're going to tell me that you're allowed to go and carry in this mavui, people might get carried away, and they might go and carry from kelim that were inside the bayis or the chotzer on one side of the mavui. They might go and take it out into the mavui, which is okay, because they were according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, since he had bayis echad and chotzer achas from one side, and you had a chorva from the other side, and they put up a lechi v'koira, you're allowed to go and carry. But you know what? They might get carried away and take it beyond the mavoi into the chorva on the other side of the mavoi. Why am I not concerned about that? Obviously, you didn't make an erev with that other chorva on the other side, because nobody was living there. And if nobody's living there, you cannot make an Erev. You can only make an Erev with someone who is residing in your chotzer. You can't go and take a person from California and have him contribute towards an Erev here in New York. I mean, he can send money, but he cannot go and put in the two sudais for purpose of making Erev. He doesn't live here. And therefore, since nobody is living in the charva, you cannot make an Erev with the guy in the charva. So you know what might happen, at least theoretically? They might take kelim from the bayis or the chotzer on the other side of the mavui, carry it through the mavui, and then go and deposit it and let it rest in the charva. Shouldn't I be concerned? Says the Gemara, Azer b'yoichem letame. Just like he's not concerned in the case of the person who made an eruv from his bayis to his chotzer, that he might come to go and take a kli out of his bayis, put in the chotzer, and then take it from chotzer A to chotzer B and chotzer B to chotzer C. I'm not concerned. I'm not worried. I'm not goyzer. Here too, I'm not goyzer that maybe this person is going to go and take out kelim from his bayis or his chotzer and not only put it into the mavui, which would be okay, but then take it from the mavui and put it into the charva. Now you're going to tell me, why didn't he make an erev with the charva? You cannot make an erev with the charva. Nobody's living there. So therefore, the person will think, okay, I can place in the charva. No, says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not goyzer, I'm not concerned. Why, Taka, can't you take it over to the charva if nobody's living there? Because Rashi says, whoever the charva belongs to somebody, even if nobody is residing there, it's not hefker, it belongs to somebody. And therefore, there was no shittuf and no eruv together with that other charva. So you're not allowed to go and carry into the charva. But I'm not going there. Let's look at the next Rashi, right before the wide lines. I'm not worried that you're going to take that money, kalim, from the bayis or the chotzer to the charva. How am I going to get it to the charva? Derech mavi, because the mavi was in between the charva on one side, the bayis or chotzer on the other side. But rishus acharisi, this is a separate rishus. Sheish lo baalim, belongs to somebody. Uba mavi lo nishtadfu, and the charva people did not join in the shituf mavoi, shari eino yisaris. This charva doesn't answer on the mavoi, kirasanya the elbow perkin, like we learned earlier, yesterday, and the day before. Eino yisaril mokim dira bulvad. What's the definition of dira? We had a machloikis rab and shmuel. Either the mokim pita, the mokim lina. But that's the only thing that answers. Since nobody's living in the charva, nobody is answering on the carrying, meaning that there is no one that you could talk to contribute towards a shituf of mavoi. Fine, so nobody contributed. But at least I, on the side of the other side of the mavoi, the bayis and chatzir guy, I can go and carry into the mavoi, particularly if I'm the only one. There's nobody on the other side. But I cannot carry into the other charva, because the charva belongs to somebody. So even though he cannot be mishtatef in the erev, because he doesn't reside there, it's a charva, but you cannot go and place any kalim there either. So I might have thought, people are going to get so confused and they might be put things into the charva. They'll say, hey, if the guy doesn't have to be mishtatif, it's a sim and nobody lives there, so why can't I go and put stuff? No, you can't put anything there. So Rabbi Yochanan lo gazrinan, just like we're not goyzer by the case of the irvu, by the gagos, karfifos, and chatzeris, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's not goyzer here either. Yes, of course you can ask a question.
So
Brother Chai is asking a question, if I say.
So if you have, according to Shimon, you have all these chatzeros intertwined, interconnected, you can carry all between them, nothing. You know,
as long as they're kalim sheshogs b'toich
chatzer. Right, so that's very interesting. It's just, you have a whole warren of these chatzeros.
One after the other, after the other.
You can, no problem. Only the kalim sheshogs b'bayis. And that's why now the machlokes is whether you're gozer or not. Because
now the machlokes is?
What does it say? Even
when you're gozer.
Right.
Correct. Machlokes with your gozer in case where one of the chateres had an internal eruv.
Right.
So people were taking their kalim from the bayis into the chatzer. So they might now go and continue carrying from chatzer A to chatzer B to chatzer C. I'm not gozer. You're not allowed to, but I'm not gozer that they might come to.
So you have to put on these kalim. You'd have to have a little tag, maybe something on it. These are house kalim.
That would be a good way of doing
it. What does the kalim do to you connect to the chatzer? No.
You have a chatzer connected to a bias, and you made an error in that one. But then all these other chatzeros are connected.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
to each other, not.
Yeah, the opening.
A, B, C, D, right, exactly.
Separate, but not.
Not connected
so
to
the bias. So what does the kalim do?
So you took it from your house, you put it into the chatzer, which was properly
done permissibly.
Okay.
That was permissible because there was an eruv.
But that's now as far as you can go.
That's as far as you can go, exactly.
Right. That's the limits.
Mm-hmm.
But someone would have to know, this keli was already in the house. There.
Presumably people knew, and that's why we're not gozer. But if you're concerned that people that might not know, you're on Rav's side. The Rav says, Oshlo irva, irva gozrin. So Rav would say, like you, put on tags and make sure people put a big Kiddush Levana Oisius. These were Shoygis B'teich HaBayis. Don't move them. Okay. So Rav Bruno now repeated the Shtikal Torah that we just had, that Shmuel says that if he only had one Bayis and one Chotzer, not like Rav, that you have to batim Chatzerois, you just have to have one Bayis and one Chotzer on one side, and then you have one Bayis on the other side, that is enough. Is Homily Rav Losen Bar Rav Omer Shmuel Hachi? Did Shmuel really say that? Homily, and yes, Shmuel said, just like I told you now, you don't have to have Batim Chatzer Rois, like Rav said. One Chatzer and two Batim. One bias attached to the Chatzer, one bias on the other side of the Mavi. That is sufficient. Rav Losen Bar Rav was not convinced that this was the real truth, that this is what Shmuel said. It's Amalei, Ach Vali Yishpizik, can you show me where Shmuel lives? So he had the benefit of having Shmuel Stara. Today, if we have a Shaila, what did Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal say? So one person will say, well, he said, it's okay. And the other will say, nah, it was Machmir, it was Michael, and dump, blah, blah, blah. Fortunately, you can't ask him. However, he, Rav Lozber Birav, who was speculating that maybe Rav Bruna was not citing Shmuel's halacha properly, he had the benefit that Shmuel was still alive. So he asked me, where does Shmuel live? Achule says, he's down the road over there across the street on the other side of the Movli, not far from the Charva, where they had a bais and a chutz, etc. So he showed him exactly where Shmuel is. Also, the come to Shmuel. So he came in front of the Shmuel and he said, Omalei. He told him, Om Mar Hochi, did you really say, like we said in the Gemara, at the top of the Yomid, Afilip Bayis Echad Chotzer Achas? Omalei, yeah. Rav Bruna repeated the halacha correctly, meticulously, exactly like I said. I, Vamaru di Omar, Ein Lonu Be'erevin Ele Kolosh Mishna Seinu. You taught us, Shmuel, that when it comes to Masechtas Erevin, we have to be very, very careful about the text of the Mishnah and cite it correctly, because each word is meduyak. Each word is very, very, very special. And at the end of the previous Mishnah that we learned, that was here on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, that was the last Mishnah we had yesterday on the top of the Amid Beis. If you go to the very last line of that Mishnah, it's five lines from the top of the Amid. It says, Shamovoi lachatzeroiz kechotzer labatim. It doesn't say, Shamovoi lachotzer kechotzer labatim. It says, Shamovoi lachatzeroiz. So says now the Gemara, Shemovi lechatzeroiz kechotzer labatim, and therefore it sounds like that just like when you're talking about a chotzer, you have multiple batim, because if you only have one bias with one chotzer, you don't have to make an eruv with yourself. You're the only homeowner in this chotzer. Similarly, when you're talking about a mavoi, it's got to be chatzeroiz, not just one chotzer, but two chatzeroiz. And you just said Shmuel, aren't you going against your own principles that when you're learning Masechtas Erevin, you have to be very careful about the text of the Mishnah? Ishtik. Shmuel was silent and he did not respond. Now the question is, how do you define this shtika? Is it shtika kohida, that he was nodding and he said, yeah, you're right. I changed my mind. I'm going to learn like Rav from now on. Or maybe he felt that the question was not a solid enough question, that he didn't bother responding. Now, why wouldn't this be a solid enough question? Because it could be that when you use the term chatzeroiz in the Mishnah, it's talking in general that each mavoi has to have one chatzer. So therefore, if you're making multiple mavois, then you have to have multiple chatzeros. Of course, that's not a perfect answer because the word mavoi is singular and chatzeroiz is plural. So you would think if we're talking about many different cases, about Yanko and his Mavui, and Beryl and his Mavui, and Shmerel and his Mavui, then it would say, Mavuois lachatziras. Okay, but bottom line is, we don't know what Shmuel really held, because Shmuel was silent. And therefore, the Gemara asked Kibbalmine, or like Kibbalmine, did he now accept these words of Rab Lozer Bar Be Rav, and change his mind and learn like Rav? Or did he keep on with his own halacha and he respectfully disagrees with Rav? So says Igmar, since I don't know firsthand, because I don't know what Shmuel was thinking in his mind, I'm going to bring a raya from an actual live case. Toshima, duhu mavua. It was a mavu. Tabadayir be Eivus bar ihi. Eivus bar ihi lived in a chotzer, in a house, which had a chotzer, which was on the side of a mavoi. And he wanted to be able to go and carry into the mavoi on Shabbos. So to do that, obviously, you have to make a shetufei mavois. And then he would also have to go and build a lechi or a kaira to make sure that the mavoi was entirely covered structurally in terms of the mavoi having a lechi or kaira, and also make a shetufei mavois if that was necessary. So now he comes to Shmuel and he asks Shmuel, I want you to please check out my mavoi and tell me, will I be able to go and carry here if I put up a lechi? Shmuel checked it out and Shmuel said, yes, you can put up a lechi and it will work. And that's what the Gemara says. The mavoi davadayir be Eivus bar ihi. Eivus bar ihi lived in the house adjacent to the chotzer, which was adjacent to the mavoi. And Ovad le lechia, he made a lechi. Bishar le Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kushim Yusha, you can go and carry now in this moment. And we don't know anything else beyond that Avas Bar'i, he lived there, and that he lived with a chotzer mitamot. But as we'll see in the Gemara on the Amud Beis, there are more details as to how many others lived either in his chotzer or on the other side of the Mavoi. We haven't gotten to there yet. All we know so far is that Shmuel said, it's kosher. We know for sure that there was a Mavoi.
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't mention that he had a chotzer, but Rashi says it on the Amud Beis that there was a chotzer, because even according to Shmuel, there has to be at least one chotzer. Without one chatzer,
one bias with a chatzer, and then a bias.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about the further details about the other side of the movie. Stay tuned for further station identification. But in the meantime, he was matir with this lech, because he felt that, like we started with the brisa today, we started ein movi nitter, not brisa. We had the member of Rav, ein movi nitter, Lechi v'koyra ad until you had batim b'chatzer p'suchim l'saychay. And Shmuel says you can be matir a movi with a lechi as long as you have a bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Anyway, eventually Shmuel passed away, and Oser Rav Onan shadya. After Shmuel passed away, presumably waited until after the shiva or after the shloishim, Rav Onan came and he threw down the lechi because he felt that this lechi is not good to permit this movi to carry it. As you can well imagine, Avis Bar'ihi was not a happy camper. Omar said now Avis Bar'ihi to Rav Onan, Mavua de Diyar Nebe, this is a movi that I've been living in for many years. Ve'asina mishmei demar Shmuel, and I adjusted it, I fixed it up based on the instructions and halach of Shmuel. Neisi Rav Onan Barav Nishadja Mon. Nishadja Mon goes together. Nasir of Onan Barab, Nishajiman. Who is this new Rav Onan that comes on the scene after Psanaya Machmir? The Halig Shmuel said that it's kosher. Rav Onan said, no, it's not kosher. He throws it down. What's going on over here?
Rav Onan Barab.
That was his name. Rav Onan Barab. He just said Rav Onan earlier. Just before the top of the image, it said Rav Onan.
Right.
Now it says Rav Onan Barab. Why there it doesn't say Barab, but it's the same individual. And so it says the Gemara now, how Rav Onan had the, if you will, the gall to go and pull down the lechi that had been approved by Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Shma mino lekibla minei. We can see lechida from this story that Shmuel was not mekabel what Rav Elazar bar be Rav said on the Omer Aleph, and that Shmuel held his own, that it's enough to have one chotzer and one bias. And that's apparently the reason why Rav Onan was unhappy, because he felt that Allah is like Rav, not like Shmuel. So as long as Shmuel was alive, he didn't want to check him. Shmuel passed away. Rav Onan said, we're going back to Rav. There's only one chotzer. There's only one house here. No, good. You're going to have shtei chatzeres and shtei batim. Can't be matter this with Allah.
This is Bar Rav, the son of Rav, the famous Rav.
So he was following this. This was Rav Elazar bar be Rav. Bar be Rav means normally a Talmud in the yeshiva of Rav.
Uh-huh.
So it could be that this Rav Elazar, the Talmud of Rav, feels strongly about his Rebbe Rav, like you're saying. That's why he felt it's very, very important to go and follow.
But Anan bar Rav was his son, and he followed. It could be
this Rav Onan. Again, Rashi doesn't say. Rashi just says he passed him like Rab.
Yeah.
It's very possible, like you're saying, that Rav Onan Barab is in fact the son of Rab, Konzai. And if so, then it would make sense that both Rav Onan Barab was standing up for the covet of his father, and that Rav Elazar bar be Rav was standing up for the covet of his Rosh Hashiva, since he was a Talmud of Rab. And therefore, that we're not going to stand for it to have Shmuel's halacha continue to apply to this Mavi. So what would you see from this? That Shmuel did not change his halacha. He kept on saying, Bayis echad chatzer achas is enough. And that's why Rav Onan made this public demonstration by removing the lechi and saying, no good. So the chayra have a good shema, you know, like kibla minei. Right? The chayra, good way. Says the Imarno, lo ilamei malach kibla minei. It's konzayin that in fact Shmuel did change his mind. And he was makabel from Rabbi Elazar bar be Rav on the Omer Aleph that you have to have two chatzeres and two batim leading into each of the chatz. V'hacha, oh, we left out some details that I didn't know before. When we say chazan in Chazal, it's not referring to a Baal Tefillah. A chazan always means the shamus.
Sexton.
The sexton. Oh, or today they call it the ritual director. Why is he called the chazan? Because he would go and show people what to do. For instance, some of these shamusim would be the vekers. They would be the people that woke up people in the morning. And they would show people, it's time to come to davening. Or when they would come into the shul, he would show them where to sit. Or he'd show them where they're holding in davening. He'd show them where there are the Sfarad Sidurim and where the Ashkenaz Sidurim. Or whatever he would show. Anyway, so he got the name because the word chazan comes like from the word choze b'kechovim, person that can see, like a sorcerer, or from the word chazoin yishayahu, again, from a lashon of vision, from seeing. So the chazan would show everybody and give them the vision, where to go, where to see, where to daven, what to do, etc. What's the reason why our Baalei Tefillah today are called chazanim chazan? So I once want to say for many years ago, because the word chazan is begematria 65. How do you get to 65? Ches is 8. Zion is 7, 7 and 8 is roughly 15, yeah. Nun is 50, 50 and 15 65. Is 65. And the Shem Adnus, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Aleph and Dalet is 5, Nun again is 50, it's 55, Yud is 10, is 65, that's a Shem Hashem. That's why we have the Shivisi sign, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, in front of the Baal Tefillah, that he should remember, I'm not just saying the words, I'm just rambling the words, I'm saying them by rote. I have to remember to mechaber, I'm saying them to Hashem. I am a representative of the tzibur in my relationship to Hashem Yisbarach, and that's why he's called the chazan, that he should remember his exalted status in the shul. He has the direct connection with Hashem that he is representing them in the tefillah. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, here it means a shamas. To have an ochel nehamba bebeisei, he used to go and eat his bread at home, and his home was in a different chotzer, another side of town, forget about the home where he lived. However, Yossi Bais would be knishta. However, he would often sleep at night in a room next to the shul. You can't sleep in a shul itself, as opposed to a besmedish, but you can sleep in a room which was adjoining the shul. And although the Gemara doesn't tell us, but there was another person that was also living in the shul or next to the shul, which had a chotzer on that side of the Mavui, and Avis Bar-Ihi, who lived in his house with his chotzer, also had another person on his side of the Mavui. Now, all of these details are not spelled out in the Gemara, but the Ritva does spell it all out, and therefore he says that in truth, thinking again from the beginning of the story, Avis Bar-Ihi lives on, let's say, the left side of your Mavui, together with another resident, who also was a resident of a common courtyard that was on one side of the Mavui. So you have Avis Bar-Ihi and somebody else with one chotzer, one side of the Mavui. Great. On the other side of the Mavui, there was the shul, the Beis HaKnishta. And the Beis HaKnishta had a chotzer. There was somebody living in the shul, not in the shul itself, but either in an adjoining room or an adjoining house all the time, full time. So there was a bias and a chotzer on that side. And in addition, the chazan, meaning the shamus, also slept there at nights in a room next to the shul, or in the shul, not in the shul itself, but attached to the shul. So therefore, you have altogether taka on one side, you have a chotzer and two batim, and you have a chotzer and two batim on the other side. One second, is that two batim? After all, it's one shul, one person sleeping or living next to the shul, or in the shul. In other words, the shul had a number of apartments. So you have one person living in an apartment in the shul, and he lives there with his family, and he eats and he sleeps and all the rest. So you have a full bias, if you will. And besides that, you have the chazan, the shamus, who's also sleeping there at night. Now, this gets us into that hairy issue that we had yesterday and earlier today. Is it mokim pita garim, or is it mokim lina garim? So if you hold that mokim pita is garim, then this person doesn't count. The shamus doesn't count. Why doesn't he count? Because he doesn't eat here. He only sleeps here. He eats somewhere else entirely. So therefore, Avis Bar-Ihi assumed that the reason why Shmuel was matir, he wrote off the chazan's presence totally. He said, it's Pita Garim. He doesn't live here. And so therefore, the Chazan's presence or absence makes no difference. And the Gemara doesn't tell us, but unfortunately, the Chazan also passed away, and he's no longer around. And since he's no longer around, Avis Bar'i says, who cares? You're around, Nishta around. He's dead. He's no longer, he was never living here in the first place because he only slept here. He didn't need here. So now as a result of his passing away, Avis Bar'i said, I rely on Shmuel. I can continue carrying. And it could very well be that Shmuel Taka changed his mind and learns like Rab that you need two chatzeros and you have to have all of the batim. In other words, two batim in one chatzer, two batim in the other chatzer. But Avis Bar'i assumed that Shmuel had not changed his mind because there's only one person living in that chatzer, the person who's living full time in an apartment adjacent to the shul. However, the chazan also, that's not living. That's just sleeping. That's not living. So even though Shmuel passed away, and even though the chazan passed away, Avis Bar'i says, I can continue to go and carry in this mavoi. Nothing has really changed halachically. But what Avis Bar'i didn't realize was Shmuel Atami, that Shmuel holds the Amr, Mokam Lina is Garim. The Ikr is not where you eat, but where you sleep. And therefore, since the Shamis did sleep in the chotzer adjoining the shul, then we in fact had two occupants on both sides of the mavoi. Therefore, the Gemara is telling us in plain, simple terms, from this maisa, you don't have a raya, because until now, we didn't know all the details. But now that we know all the details, it could very well be that Shmuel changed his mind. He didn't learn taka like Rav. Why did he change his mind? Because it says in the Mishnah, Movi lachatzei rois. And in fact, here there were two chatzei rois. There was the chotzer in which Avis Bar'i he lived, and then there was the chotzer where there, you had the shul. Yeah, but you're saying according to Rav, you have to have two batim and two batim. You had two batim and two batim. How did you have Avis Bar'i? He had an unidentified co-conspirator, co-owner who lived in his chotzer. So they had two people on that side. And guess what? The shul also had two people. One person who lived full-time as a resident in an apartment of the shul or adjacent to the shul. And then you had the shamus who also lived there. Not full-time, but he slept.
One structure wasn't batim.
If you have a house that has 101 apartments and they want to go and put an irv chatzeres, is it one household? It's multiple chatzeres.
Okay, so okay. You're saying that's considered a multiple.
Considered to be a multiple dwelling. And same thing over here, even if they're living in the rooms which are part and parcel of the sanctuary, not in the sanctuary itself, but next to the sanctuary, that's also considered to be separate batim for our purposes. It's really households as opposed to the actual physical structure. And that's why we said if you have an av and a bunch of bonim in the, and they all eat and they all, even though they sleep separately, but they actually physically eat in the father's home. And if you hold mukam pita garden, so even though they live in different structures, we only have to contribute once. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So our Gemara is telling us now that according to Maskona Sagemar, it could very well be that Shmuel changed his mind and he required taka two chatzeis and two batim and two batim. And Shmuel said, I got two batim and two batim. Why? Because the chazan sleeps here, the shama sleeps here, and that's deemed to be a second bias because mokam lina garim. But unfortunately, Shmuel passed away and the shamas passed away. And as a result, I no longer have the two and the two. Ravonan, therefore, hold down the lechi. And now lefi maskonas ha-gemara, it doesn't have to be that Rav Onan is saying, the reason why I'm doing it is because I disagree with Shmuel and I hold like Rav, and that's the reason why I'm taking down the lechi. It could be that he holds, if the circumstances have changed. And what he's saying is, I agreed with Shmuel as long as he was alive, because Shmuel, in fact, had agreed to Rav that you had two and two, two chatzeres, two batim, everything was great. Only things have changed is the circumstances that the Shamis no longer lives here. He's no longer here in this world. He's now on the Olam HaEmes. If he's not around, so then he only have one bias. Even Shmuel would agree, says Rav Onan to me, that you cannot go and live here. Avis Bar'i, however, didn't understand this fine point, because Avis Bar'i thought that to determine ownership in terms of batim, it's Mokah Pita Garim, and we never had a second person to the Shamas, never ate here, he only ate elsewhere, but Shmuel held differently. So that's why Avis Bar'i had a taina on Rav Onan. But Ravonin is saying, don't have a tain on me. Circumstances have changed, and that's why you're no longer able to go and carry in this. Mavui, and I see that Avis Bar'i, you do carry, so that's why I'm pulling down the lechi to show you that this is no longer permissible. In fact, one of the reasons that people say that Moshe Zatzal took a very strong view about the Erevin in Manhattan, as well as elsewhere, is because here in Manhattan, when Rav Moshe Zatzal lived in the Lower East Side, he saw many fine Torah Yidden carry. And he asked them, why are you carrying? And they said, don't you know, there was an Erev put up by, and I don't remember the rabbi's name, back in 1880, 1890, here in the Lower East Side, just Lower East Side, he put up an Erev, and everybody realized that this was an Odom Godel Ma'oid, he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he said it was okay, so we're still carrying. What they don't realize or didn't realize is that at that time, the subway in the Lower East Side was not submerged down below like our subways are, but they were elevated just like you have in Brooklyn and Borough Park. You don't even have to go to Chicago, here in New York. If you go to Borough Park, you have on New Utrecht Avenue, 13th Avenue, you have the elevated tracks. And it was based on those poles and the tracks on top that you had lechis and koiras and you had tzuris and pesachs. It was very easy. You didn't have to go and build a tzuris and pesach. You had an automatic tzuris and pesach by the poles holding up the subway tracks and the tracks themselves, which were now horizontal and vertical. So you had a full chassis v'erev, not a chassis v'erev, you had a full tzuris and pesach. And guess what? By the time Rav Moshe lived on the Lower East Side, those elevated had been discontinued and had been removed, and the subway had been put into the ground. But many of the people on the Lower East Side didn't know that. They didn't learn Masechtas Erevin. And they figured, if it was good enough for Chief Rabbi Smith back in 1880, it must be good enough for us, Rabbi Feinstein. Please don't bring new chumris. They didn't realize that circumstances changed because it no longer that Tzuris and Pesach, because it no longer had the elevated tracks. Good. Anyway, so we continue on.
Just a brief question on this. So it seems like this is only the matter, the mavui with a lechi or a korah. We're not at all talking about shita from vos here. I mean, clearly, once the chazan passes away, there's nobody do a shita from mavui anyway. So
no,
we're only talking
about
carrying
it. The other person who lives. Barry, there's another person who lived there. Remember, the Gemara didn't identify him. It didn't identify the person who lived together with Rav Hanan. But that's not what Ravon, with Avis Bar'ihi, but that's what the Ritva says, that there were altogether four people living over here, or four families. You had the Avis Bar'ihi family together with another family that lived on his side of the Movi, together with a Chatzar. So you had one Chatzar, two families. And the other side, you had the Chatzar and the Shul, where you had one person living either in apartments of the Shul, adjacent to the Shul, and you had the Shamis, that according to Shmuel, that's enough. So I have two people. So each one of these people could have and should have contributed towards an Erev and or to a Shitzuf Mavui. Good? So, even though the Chazan passed away, you still have another person who's around that you could collectively put together a Shitzuf with that individual.
In the absence of the Shitzuf, you're only allowed to carry within the Mavui itself, not from Chatzar to Mavui, Mavui to Chatzar. Is that correct?
In the absence of making a sheet of mova, you wouldn't be able to carry in the mova. You'd only be able to, if the Avis Bar'ihi made an Erev on his side of the mova with his co-owner who lived in that chotzer, then they could go and carry in that chotzer back and forth from the bais to the chotzer and the chotzer to the bais. They would not be able to go and carry with the mova because there is one other person on the other side of the mova who lives in the other chotzer, so he has also rights to the mova. So they would have to make a sheet of mavoi together with that other unidentified person who was the partial neighbor of the shamis, who wasn't a full-fledged neighbor because he only slept there, he didn't eat there. But that other individual is unidentified. He could have participated in the sheet of mavoi. Good? Every time you always have to have two requirements. Every time when we think about whether the Erev is an Erev in a place called Manhattan, or the Erev happens to be in a bungalow colony, it's all the same principle, that you have to have the walls and you have to have the seudais. As far as the walls are concerned, in a bungalow colony, it's very simple. Most bungalow colonies have around them gates or fences or whatever, or they just make what we call a tzuris ha-pesach. Those are the famous poles with the strings on top of them. That's totally permissible. Whether that's also permissible in a major metropolitan center like Manhattan, that of course is a major, major controversy. And Rav Moshe was very, very strong, as well as many other poskim, that that does not work because it's Rishus Ram D'Oraisa. But regardless, over and above that, you still have to have your seudas. And what are the seudas that you have to have? Somebody has to put away a pekel matzis, and he makes a bracha, and he says, Al mitzvahs erev and bahador, eruv v'heishar elanu, that it, everybody that lives in this chotzer, or lives in Batim adjacent to this chotzer, have the right to go and carry in this chotzer on Shabbos from the bayis to the chotzer, the chotzer to the bayis, because we're making this erev. So, although the Gemara doesn't talk about the sheet of Mavi, presumably there was a sheet of Mavi that was made, and they had the structure when the Shamas was around, according to Shmuel, because he had two and two and two chatzeris and two batim on both sides. And Avis Bar-E thought we only had one bias because the person didn't eat there, he only slept there. And that's the reason why Rav Onan pulled down the lechi so that Avis Bar-E would not make a mistake in Chas V'Shalom carry on Shabbos.
He may have made a sheet of with only with bread, and then it worked for the others according to one sheet, or maybe he did it with wine, and then it was a separate one. So those details weren't
That's now you're adding another layer of, shall I say, complexity. The machlokes is between the mayor and the rabbanon. Once you make either an erev with bread, does that also, is that moitzi the mavoi? And if you make a sheet of with mavoi with bread, is that moitzi the erev ruv chateres? Okay, but that's a separate machlokes, which we already, Baruch Hashem, delved into the other day. And now we continue on to another case. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mavui shetzilei echad oikad chacham v'tzilei echad Yisrael. Ein ma'ar ben oisei derech haloinois lahatiroi derech psochim l'mavui. What is this all about? We have a mavui. And again, we have to have people living on one side and people living on the other side. So in this case, we had a goy living, again, let's say to the left of the mavui. He had his house and he had his chotzer there, and he lived there nicely on the left side of the mavui. On the right side of the mavui, we had at least one Jew. Our Gemara refers to Yisrael, right? See the Echad Yisrael. But it's really not just one Jew. As Rashi points out, we had multiple Bote Yisrael. Multiple Bote Yisrael. And all of these Bote Yisrael were, in a sense, vis-a-vis the Mavoi. They were like railroad houses, in the sense that they did not have an opening to the Mavoi, but rather they had an opening to the house, and then to the next house, and then to the next house, which eventually opened up to a chotzer and then into a Mavoi. The picture that you have on the left-hand side in the Rashi is not a perfect picture, but at least it gives you a sense of it. You see the big Mavoi there towards the left-hand side, right, that vertical bar that says in it Mavoi. On the left-hand side, it says chotzer of the goy, of the avodas galilim, avod galilim, avod kachavim. And on the right-hand side, you see it says beis yud, which means a bayis Yisrael. And then there was a chaloin, there was a window. And then you had another bayis Yisrael. And then you had the chotzer of the Yisrael. So let's assume for argument's sake that there are three Jews living to the right. And those two Jews that are living further away from the Mavoi, they would like to go and deposit some of their kalim into the Mavoi on Shabbos. They didn't have access, but they didn't have direct access to the Mavoi, because as you see in the picture, the Mavoi was further removed to the left. They did have access to the Rishus Rabim down below, but they're not carrying the Rishus Rabim. We're not going to get involved with the Rishus Rabim. They only want to carry into the Mavoi. So since they don't have access to the Mavoi, how are they going to get their kalim into the Mavoi? So the two people that are most to the right of the Mavoi, what they're going to do is they're going to hand their kalim through windows. So assuming you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Levi being the one closest to the Mavoi, Reuven and Shimon being the ones further away, furthest away, Reuven takes his kalim and says to Shimon, Shimon, could you do me a favor? Can you go and hand these kalim over to Levi? Shimon says, of course I'll be happy to. And at the same time, Shimon takes some of his own kalim and he hands them over to Levi. Now, how does he get to Levi? Through the chaloin, through the window. And he hands them over to Levi. Now, Levi has in his hands the kalim of Reuven and the kalim of Shimon. And in fact, he asks his son, please join me and take some of our own kelim. And all the three kelims, all the three groups of kelim, they now traipse through the chotzer, and from the chotzer into the mavoi, and they put them all down into the mavoi. The question is this permissible or not? And our Gemara says it's not permissible. Ein ma'arven oisoy derech haloinois. You cannot make an Erev between all of these, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, who live together in this chotzer. For what purpose? Of course you can make an Erev in your own surroundings, to be able to, for instance, go and put it into the chotzer. That would be permissible. But you cannot go one step further, latira derech psachim lemavui, but to go and take now those kelim from Reuven and Shimon's house, or for that matter, even from Levi's house, and take it into the mavui, don't make an Erev. What's the reason why you cannot make an Erev? We'll see in the Gemara shortly two reasons. Basic reason at this point is because the Dira of a Goy is not considered to be a bias for our purposes. Let's go back to Rav. Rav holds you have to have a Movoy, has to have two Chatzeirois and two Batim extending to each one of the Chatzeirois. In the case of the Jews, we're okay. We have one Chatzer and we have three Batim over there, although they don't, not the other two, Reuven and Shimon's houses, do not are not adjacent to the chotzer, but they also have the use of the chotzer by asking Levi for a favor and being ma'arev through the chaloinos. So that's a prop, a Reuven chotzer is on that side. However, if they want to join with a shittiv mavoi with the goy on the other side, the goy is not a participant in the shittiv, and his dira is worthless for our purposes. I wouldn't say worthless. It's irrelevant for our purposes. Since it's irrelevant, we don't have a kiyum of the requirement of Rav, and perhaps Shmuel, if he changed his mind, we don't have the kiyum of two chatzeiros and two batim in each side. So let's even assume that the goy has another bias. In other words, there's somebody living together with him on the other side of the mavi. So we have two batim. The goy's bias is not considered a bias for our purposes, and therefore you cannot go and by the use of an Erev, try to go and have people deposit their kelim in the mavi. So let's take a quick look at the Rashi. So you shouldn't think I'm making all of this up. Right on top of the picture, Ein ma'ar b'derech haloinis. The Rashi. Im yesh bati Yisrael etzei beiso shol Yisrael. Ze. In other words, we didn't talk about those guys in the Gemara. The Gemara only referred to Kochem Echad on one side and Bayis Yisrael on the other side. But not, we didn't know this until now, but the Bayis Yisrael, there were other Batim. There were Bati Yisrael, Eitzel Beis Rishu Yisrael. That's the Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And they were all Psuchas Rishu Sarabim, Faloy the Mavi. Reuven and Shimon's houses did not open up into the Mavi, only into Rishu Sarabim. The Chaloin is Benayim, but there were windows between Reuven's house, Shimon's house, and Levi's house. So, Ein Ma'arben Ze Im Ze Derech Chaloin Yisayim. Don't say, okay, let's make an Eruv. For what purpose? To go and be moitzi into the chotzer in front of Levi's house. That's okay. That's not a problem. But to go in further from the chotzer into the mavoi, no good. Derech to say lahoitzi kaleim lemavoi. Derech pischei shel ze shepasuach lemavoi. They want to be able to. Reuven and Shimon want to go and put their kelim in the mavoi by making an eruv and extending the kelim through the windows and asking Levi do us a favor. Put the kelim not in the chotzer, but in the mavoi. You can't do that. Why not? Again, we'll see in the Gemara. The principal reason will be on the top of the omid, because the diras akum loishmo dir. It's not considered to be a bias for our purposes. And according to Rav, we need two chatzeres and two batim. It's not a bias. It belongs to a Gentile. It's not a bias for our purposes for hilchois mavoi.
But maybe even being Jew there, it wouldn't be good because you don't have two chatzer. You don't have, you need to have.
There's a chatzer on the other side too. Oh, there is a chatzer. The goy is living in a chatzer. In fact, in the picture you see, it says chatzer oy v'gilulam, chatzer akim. So there's a chatzer on that side, there's a chatzer on this side.
Okay.
So that detail is all to discuss, all to taken care of. Anyway, so the reason why the Gemara talks about derech haloinos from Reuven's house to Shimon's house, etc., Says the Mefarshim, because it's not the derech that you would have a door between Reuven and Shimon's houses, because after all, everybody wants their privacy, and you wouldn't want a door that person, if it's unlocked, the person just come in suddenly. Chaloin is a different story. You can easily close the chaloin with shutters and lock yourself out, so to speak, or have no shaykhs to your neighbor. But if you have a door there, any given time, if somebody opens the door, if it's not locked properly, So that's why they talk about chalonis, but who had then if you had a door?
What's that middle, the rectangle? There's basically the Rashi, it says basis Israel, and there's something.
Then chaloin?
What's that word there in the middle?
Atzar.
Chaser Yisrael.
And then Meshusa Rabin below.
We're looking now at the art scroll over here. It says Bayis Yisrael. In between that, it says chaloin. That's the window. And then we have Chotzi Yisrael. So the word that you're not being able to read, that's chalain. Chalain means okay. That's why it's not a perfect picture, because it's not three-dimensional. Normally you wouldn't leave a space out for the chalain, because the chalain doesn't take any space. Right. It's in the wall between the Bayis Yisrael and the other Bayis Yisrael, who has an adjoining chotzer. And that's why, by the way, the Gemara says, v'hatiru derech psochen l'mavoi, because we're assuming that from Levi's house, you have one Pesach into his chotzer, and then from the chotzer, you have another Pesach into the mavli. So don't allow for this Erev and then have this chain reaction where Uven can go and send his kelim through the window to Shimon and Shimon to Levi, and then Levi take it through the chotzer and then put it into the mavli. This is prohibited. And we'll see why, like Rashi said, the coming. Omli Abayi of Yosef. Omer Rav afilu b'chotzer. This halacha that we just spoke about, now that there was a mavoi in between, what would Rav hold if there wasn't a mavoi in between, if there was a chotzer in between? Would you hold the same thing, that you cannot go and make an Erev from all the people on the right-hand side because of the fact that there is a goy on the left-hand side? Would that be the same halacha? And Omalaini said, yes, in. Says Imar, the Eloi Omar Mai. Why did he ask this question about the chotzer? What was bothering him? What did he assume that chotzer would be different than the mavoi? Says Yimar, I'll tell you why. Because have a minute, if we would have only said that the halacha applies to mavoi and not to chotzer, I'll tell you the reason. Tamad the rabbi shem the kasaver ein mavoi nitav lechi bekarech yubat bechatzeres pesuchim l'saicha. That the reason why Rav said in this case that you cannot carry into the mavoi is because we're not mekayim. Why are not mekayim it? Rashi says, like we'll see on the Gemara on the Omer Aleph in a moment, that diras akum lav shema dira. The dira of the goy is not considered to be a bias. So I'm missing at least one house. I have on the right hand side, I have my chotzer with two or three Jews living there. Then that's fine. On the left hand side, I have a chotzer and at least one Jew living there, but only one Jew. And one Gentile. The one Gentile does not add up to two batim for these purposes, says Rav. So now if that's the case, then really Rav is repeating himself twice. Rav is being redundant. He's being duplicative. Why? Because he said, generically, you cannot go and be mater a movi unless you have batim v'chatzer p'suchon v'saychai. And then he said, specifically in this case, because in fact, we didn't have batim, the chatzer is psuchon soichon. We have chatzerites, but we don't have batim because of the Gentile occupying one of the batim. So for Gemara, the title lamli. So why did Rav have to go and repeat it twice? So Gemara Tzrich, I'll tell you what. Dimahi, if we would only have the generic halacha that we've been learning all along, that a movi has to have batim, the chatzerites psuchon soichon, have a mina that diras oivikachav mishma dira. I might have thought, I have a kiyum of the halacha of the batim chatzeres. I have on the right side two or more Jews living with a chatzer. I have on the left side of the mavli also two batim, one occupied by a Jew, one occupied by a goy. I would think that's sufficient. I have now batim chatzeres. Kamashmul, and that's why we have to tell our halacha over here. The diras ebicham loishma dira. And therefore, that's why Rav said, don't even think of trying to make an Erev mit ha-shituvim voice to this mavui, because this mavui doesn't have batim v'chatzeres p'suchon l'saychon. It only has one bias on one side, because tiras akim lav shmodim. So let's just go and tell us this case, and I'll be able to put two and two together, that since Rav said that you cannot go and make the shituv mavui when you have two batim on one side, and only one bias of a Jew and one bias of a Goy. And the other side, why does Rav have to talk about the bias of a Goy? Who told me that? Oh, he's probably coming to tell us because you have to have two batim of two Jews on both sides. So let's just say this halacha, why do we have to have the generic halacha of Ein Mobi Nitzer Belech Vekoyda Elam Kein Batim Chatzeres? So it might be my halacha, it only be for our case. Have a minute of Yadana Batim Kama, because then I wouldn't know how many houses you have to have. Do you have to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20? Kamash Malon, that's why he says the generic halacha that Ein Mobi Nitzer Belech Vekoyda you Batim Vachatzeres, Pusuchim Vesoychai. So you're going to tell him, but Batim Ulta doesn't tell me how many Batim. Batim train, miut rabim shnayim. So if it says two, we're going to have the halachic assumption that if it says Batim, Russian plural, that we're talking about two. So bottom line is, I do need both members of Rav, both in this specific case, as well as in the generic case, and generally that when you have a Movu, you need two Batim and two Chatzeres, two batim on each side, and two chateros on both sides. Psuchim
v'sachem. On the Gentile side, there is a Jew living there as well.
Correct.
But a Jew and a Gentile are not supposed to live together.
That's next Gemara. So now the Gemara says, that's all in the Havamina, that the reason why Rav said his aloha legabi, the Movoi, because you have to the batim b'chateros, psuchim v'sachem. And that's why he said, does the same aloha apply to a chotzer? Hash di omer Rav, afil a chotzer, what is now the time of Rav? It's no longer the reason because the batim chatzeres psuchim v'soichai, because only by mavoi is there this requirement, not by the chatzer. So I would have thought, l'chayda, if what's dividing, the dividing line between the Jews on one side and the goy on the other side is a chatzer, not a mavoi, so then you can go and make as many eruvin as you want, because the halacha is only by a mavoi nitter at your batim chatzeres. But here we're not talking about a mavoi. If there's a chatzer between l'chayda, no problem, make an Erev, and then Reuven can go and carry through the window of Shimon, and Shimon through the window of Levi, into the Chatzir, and everybody's happy, everybody's great. Of course, you'd have to, if it's the same Chatzir with the Goy, you'd have to make a Schiris Rishus. But if there's a Chatzir in between, and the Goy lives in another Chatzir, so then he doesn't disturb my Chatzir, and everything is great, make an Erev. Yet, we just said now, don't make an Erev, even in the case of the Chatzir. Why? And the Gemara said in that Rab would hold this halach even the Gabbat the Chotzer. Everything, well, I'll tell you why. Umr of Yosef. No, we skipped over here. Kama, come on. Imi hachab minali dan about the coming. I'm about to train Hashem. Okay, Hashem, the Umr of the Chotzer, time of the Rab. What's the reason of Rab? Tikos sober, osir, lasis, yochid, the mokim, oid, gechot. That word lasis over here doesn't mean to make, it means to assist. It's osir to go and assist one individual Jew, if there's an Oyv Gechavim who lives on the other side of this Chatzer. What is the problem? So you remember, we had earlier on in our Masechta, we had a machloikis between Remeir and between, was it Reb Blozer ben Azaria? The Gabid Halacha of
Rav Tada.
Rav?
Rav Tada, wasn't Rav Tada?
No, you're talking about Rav Tadoi. But
right.
We're talking about in the first Mishnah of our Perek of Hadar. If you go back to
Rabbi Yehuda.
No. Instead of Lev Nazai, Blazim and Yaakov on Samach Aleph Omid Veis, in the Mishnah on the bottom, it said Hadorim Akim B'chotzer. If you live together with an Akim, Harizah Oyser Olav, then the Akim goes and asks on you unless you do Schiris Hashus. The Blazim and Yaakov Oimer, only if you have two. Remember, we had a Machlokes. In the Gemara, we had an explanation. Why is the difference between one and two? And the Gemara said, because we do not want to incentivize Jews living near Gentiles. Shelo yilmid mimasav. If you have a Jew and a Gentile living neighbors next door to each other, they may become very friendly. And then the Jew is going to learn from the masim of the Gentile. He might chas v'shalom be oyved avodah zarah. He might be mechal shabbos. They might come to assimilation. They might go and... I have a daughter, you have a son, etc., etc. Okay, so all of that is very understandable. And the Chum did not want to incentivize. Said Reb Eliezer and Yaakov, normally you don't have to have too much incentives one way or the other, because normally one Jew is not going to live together with one Gentile. And the reason is because he's afraid of his life. They were choshed, chas v'sholem, for Ritzicha, for Shvichas Dam. So normally you don't have to be concerned. That was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and therefore the Chum were only Goyzer in a case which is Motzi, which is Shchiach, where you had two Jews, and not a case where you only had one Jew living together with a Goy in the same Chatzar. That's what the discussion back on Daf Samach Aleph. What does it have to do with us over here? Oh, what it has to do with us over here is that you have the three Jews living railroad style, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi is the one that's next to the Chatzar. On the other side of the Chatzar, you have the Goy. Now, what's going to happen is, if Reuven and Shimon are going to go and participate together with Levi and make an Eruv Chatzeros, then it's going to be multiple Jews together with one Goy. And Levi is not going to be afraid that Shema Yehargenu, that the Goy might go and kill him, because the Goy sees that I, Levi, have my two friends, Reuven and Shimon, that are also participating in this Mavi. They're, of course, they're allowed to walk, not to the Mavi, to the Chatzar. They're, of course, allowed to walk to the Chatzar. They cannot go and carry out in the open, but they can carry through the windows. And so, therefore, the Goy will see I have my backup colleagues, my brothers, my fellow Jews, and therefore, you don't have to worry about the Goy. However, because Levi is the only one that's next to the guy, the other two are further removed and they cannot get to the guy directly. They have to go and walk around through the Shusarabim, etc. So the Chum are concerned that maybe this Jew, Levi, is going to learn from the Masim of the Akum from the guy. And so therefore said Rav, because of this concern, I don't want Reuven and Shimon to in any way give support to Levi. I want Levi to feel like he's all on his own, that he's quarantined together with the guy, and therefore he's not going to want to live in that area next to the guy, and we won't have to worry about Shema Yilmoid Mimasav. Let's look at the Rashi, third line from the top. Oser Lasis, says Rashi, if you take out the word Lodur, Oser Lasis, the Yochid B'mokim Evi Chum, it's also to help out, to assist this Yochid, this Yisrael Levi, who lives next to the guy. So we don't want them to learn for the masim. Don't allow for Reuven and Shimon to make an Eruv together with Levi. They shouldn't have anything to do with a Mavi. Here we're talking about not only a Mavi, but also a Chatzer. So that Levi should feel he's on his own because his brothers are not able to Ma'arav or Mishtatav with him. Then he's going to say, if I'm on my own, who's going to protect me from the guy? And therefore, he's going to move out. And as a result, he'll save his life, as well as he'll save his Olam Haba, Lo Yilmoid Mimasav. So getting back to our Gemara now, says our Gemara, what you thought until now, that the reason why Rav said in the case of the Mavoi, that don't have Reuven and Shimon be Ma'arev together with Levi, you thought the reason is because Levi's house is not a proper bias, and therefore we don't have a Mavoi with Batim B'chatzeros. That's not the reason, because the same thing would apply if there wasn't a Mavoi in between, if there would be a Chatzer in between. What's the reason why Reuven and Shimon should not participate in Erev together with Levi? Because we don't want to incentivize Levi to continue living in close proximity together with the Gentile, Shema Yilmai Mimasa. And if they're going to make an Erev, then Levi's going to feel strengthened because of his brothers who live next door, Reuven and Shimon. And therefore we tell him, Reuven and Shimon, you stay away from Levi, not only for 14 days, don't make an Erev. Therefore, Levi feels on his own, hey, what am I going to do with this guy? And he's going to move out. We don't have to worry about Shema Yilma Masa. Says the Gemara, Omer of Yosef, Ihochi, now that we've learned this whole Gemara, now I understand. I did Shemana Le Rav Tavla the Amar. When Rav Tavla was repeating this Kanta Shtikal Torah in the name of Rav, he said, Oyvi Kachavim Treizim. He referred to Goy twice. I was wondering, why do you have to repeat it again and again? It's just a Goy. It's not two Goy. There's only one. Why do you repeat it twice? So Rashi says very clearly the second shot, Chad Lamovi V'chad L'chotzer, because Rav Tavla is repeating in the name of Rav. Number one, if there's a Goy living on the other side of the Mavoi. And number two, if there's a guy living the other side of the Chatzar, it's the same concern. That's why he repeated Oyvi Kachavim twice. But Rashi has another pshat, which is a little bit succinct. He doesn't really explain why did Rav Tavla repeat the word Oyvi Kachavim twice. So it's the Ritva that explains pshat in the Rashi, that what he meant to say is that we start again the Gemara. If you have Mavoi or Chatzar, Shetzidoi Echad Oyvi Kachavim, b'ti the echad Yisrael, ain ma'ar ben oise derech haloi nois, b'glal ho oive koi chavim. The reason why we don't want to allow for the Erev is because of the Oivicham. So we repeat the word Oivicham twice in the same sentence. That if you have a Movoi, where you have an Oivichavim living, don't make an Erev between the Yidin because of that Oivichavim, that Shema Yilma Mamasa. So that's the double Oivichavim, that it's not only the halachic facts, but that's the halachic result. Don't make an Erev because of that Oivichavim. Any questions, Rabbi Isai? Have a wonderful day, Mitchell. We'll continue tomorrow morning at 7:45 in the Gittur Show. Thank you all for attending and joining. Hatzlocha Rabba, and I wave back to you as well, to David. Thank you very much. Thank you for all joining.
Tomorrow.
Mitchell Show tomorrow, normally. Mitchell Show.
And Sunday?
That we'll talk about in a moment.